Amen. We just bless you, oh God, because, Lord Jesus, we always come before you, oh God, humbling ourselves, oh God, that you would just speak a word and God, even heal my soul and my body and my mind, oh God, even as the word comes forth. And understanding that that word comes to me before it goes to anyone else, oh God. So here, Lord Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to lift the burdens, oh God, to lift every heavy spirit right now in the name of Jesus, here in the sanctuary and on Zoom. God, just do it right now in the name of Jesus. You know what we all stand in need of today, God. So we are thanking you right now in advance for touching us, oh God, for the breakthrough, oh God. That's the song we heard at the beginning of the service, oh God. And for, oh God, for everyone that has a mind to just want you to just come in, oh God, that we will just come into this place of obedience, oh God, to serve you like never before in the name of Jesus. So, Father, here we are today, God. Just have your way right now, God. And as your word go forth, oh God, just use us right now, God. I sometimes don't know what to say at times, but God, I know because the Holy Spirit dwells inside of me, it will speak through me. And I trust it to do so in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you right now. Thank you for the blessings in advance, oh God. Thank you for the healing in advance. Thank you for the breakthrough in advance in the name of Jesus. And we thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to give God some praise in this house. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Listen,
I know it might be a few here in the sanctuary and a few up there, but we can praise God better than that. Amen. Because when something great happens to us, man, we just jump up and down. We rejoice so hard. You know, thank God for Brother John and what he's his testimony about the person that he prayed for, you know. And certainly we just thank God for him just stretching out. Amen. And not just him, but everybody that's doing that, you know, because people are in need.
Yes.
People are in need. I mean, we know people are in need of finances, people are in need of housing and jobs or whatever the case may be. But a spiritual thing is taking place and people don't know what to do. They don't know how to just handle certain things that's coming in their way. And being that is that things are happening in this world with the way things is in this world, in our economy, we're at a place now. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We ask the question, what do we do? My lesson for the day is coming out of the book of 30 Life Principles. And my is coming from out of the 21st principle. And it's going to be talking about the obedience. Obedience always bring blessing. Obedience always bring blessing. Obedience always bring blessing. Now, I you know, reading this and just getting it to the place where we just like, I just don't know how much I depend on God for word and just to help me in these times. And not that I consider myself as a great speaker or anything like that, or full of God's word, but I just need him to help me to get the message across the way that he wants it, you know. And in studying this particular principle, and everybody understand, or we think we understand, or we believe we understand the concept about obedience. What is obedience? Obedience is compliance with an order, request, or law, or submission to another authority, which is just saying that you will just humble yourself to somebody else's authority, yield yourself to someone else's authority. Now, now on the natural sense of obedience, is we teach our children at an early age to obey us. You know, we say certain things that kind of dictate to them eye look, you know, because I know with my kids, I used to have that look when they knew that when I told them to do something and they didn't do it, they turned around and they knew, because Trinity looked out there now, so you can know when I gave them that eye look, they automatically knew they got to get it in order, you know, they got to get it in gear. And then the fact is that we teach obedience. We've been teaching obedience from the beginning of, you know, life. You know, not that we always follow what we, you know, follow it, because we all fail in that area. You know, but the problem is that it's not us that failing in the area. What I find out from Charles Stanley book is the fact is that the enemy is still trying to attack us. He's trying to take it away from us and bring us into a place where we will remember things that we're familiar with. And once we get caught up with the things that we're familiar with, then we begin to start thinking, well, you know what, I did this and I got away with it. Mm. You know, I did that and I got away with it. But, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. We sometimes feel like, oh, man, well, you know what, I'm going to do this and because I do this, I'm good. No, not good. You got to obey. You got to do what God says do. All right. Now, another meaning is that it says, what does obedience mean? Now, in simple term, it means hearing the word of God. And look, check this out, right? And this is the biblical one. And hearing the word of God and acting on it. It implies aligning our will to God's will. So, in other words, we're coming in alignment with the will of God and what God wants to do, what God wants for our life. And trust me, folks, if we're not doing what God called us to do, we're outside of God's will automatically. So even though, folks on Zoom, we are doing all that we know to do, but if we're not doing what God has called us to do, what we've been chosen to do, because as we quoted in Jeremiah, he knew us from before the beginning of our time, and being that he knew us from the beginning of our time, and he already had these things predestined for us, then why aren't we walking in it? And we're wondering why things are not happening in our life the way it's supposed to. See, I'm just helping. The Holy Ghost is helping me here. Okay. And so we gotta realize that we have to be in alignment with God's will. You know, and trust and believe. You know what? Let me tell you like this. For you that may not understand what alignment is, if you got your car and your wheels are not aligned, you go down the road, boy, that thing it just be shaking like crazy. I had that brand new 300C. Nigga, remember, Chrysler 300C. And a year later, after I had the car, the ball joints or the tie rods or something got bad. And I'm on the interstate doing 60, 55, I was 69, 59. And the thing just started shaking. Police pulled me over and said I was speeding. I was going over 60 miles. I said, no, sir, I was not going over 60 miles an hour because the car drives, when it drives, it shakes. Uh-huh. Of course, so, you know, I had to take the mechanic shop to take them. But if anything is out of alignment, it doesn't work properly.
Right.
You know, and so what God wants us to do is that he wants us to fall under the obedience of him so that things will properly work in our life and we won't have to worry about we are overcomers. Now, in this particular book, this particular chapter, it talks about several things. Mostly it talks about the enemy attacking us. Mostly, that's what it talks about. The enemy just constantly pecking at us, bringing this thing about, you know, you used to do this. You know, you felt this way about this, and you know, you this and that and this and that. And God wants you to do this, and God wants you to do this. But I want you to do this, because guess what? It is already simple for you to do it this way. It's easier for you to do it this way, you know, and because it's easy, the easy way ain't always the best way, y'all. And if you obey God, you'll have good success. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, so then it goes on to say, doing what God has asked you to do. I just talked about that, doing what God has asked you to do. It is when you completely surrender your will, your authority, completely surrender to his authority and base your decisions on the action, base our decisions and our actions on his word. So it still continue to stay with the word. Now, as funny as this chapter coming out of Luke, the 28th chapter, you can read it, it's a simple verse. One simple verse.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, let me get this, I'm going to read it out of the King James right quick. Because I'll be going to y'all and say, oh, yeah, I didn't give you no scriptures. I got to turn down for you. But and I went to, you know, you had to, you really had to go back and just kind of like look at some stuff, because it was like, this scripture was short, very short. And, but it meant something, had a little powerful meaning to it, Luke 11 and 28. Mm-hmm. I can take my time for a minute, right? I'll be finishing in about 15 more minutes. All right, in Luke 11 and 26, Luke 11, chapter 28, verse. I don't have my voice Bible, and my phone is on the thing there. So, and you that have a voice Bible, you can probably look at that. Mm-hmm. 28, it says, okay, verse 28, it says, the King James. He says, but he said, ye rather blessed are you, are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Mm-hmm. Now, that was it. And I was like, wait a minute. Now I just get the one with one scripture. Everybody else get one, a whole bunch. I get this one scripture right here. But the thing about it is you had to go back. You had to go back and read up.
Yep.
You had to go forward, you know, and go back to the pretty much beginning. This chapter really kind of talks about beginning. So I'm talking about the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaching them how to pray, you know. And then the fact is that Jesus was, you know, he cast out demons. And then people were saying, like, he was of the devil. Uh-huh. And Jesus turns around and says, well, look, how can I be of the devil and cast out devils, demons? Then he asked the priest, he said, well, who are you? Then who do you cast out demons by? What name do you cast out? But then it goes on here. It talks about the verse before that. It was talking about this lady, and she came to him, and she was like surprised by the fact that, hey, you know, this is what you're doing is an awesome thing. I want to know how I can be blessed just like this. In so many words. And Jesus was just telling her, it's the point of being obedient. If you follow obedience, then you will be, these things will happen for you. Of course, you know, my favorite scriptures, oh my God, these are my favorite scriptures, Deuteronomy 28 chapter. You know, the Lord give me that. I thrive on that. And the 28th chapter, Deuteronomy. But the fact is that obeying God will get us to the place of having all that God has in store for us. Simply by obeying him. Being obedient to his word. Being obedient to the things that he has already promised. And Jesus said, look, if you love me, he said, you will obey what I command you to do. He said that in John 14 and 15. He said that if you do that, that there's nothing. And the thing about it is we wonder why we don't have everything. I realize that God is my father, and being that he's my father and I'm his son, that I just be obedient. I'm tired of getting beaten, y'all. I'm tired of getting beaten. You know what I'm saying? I remember back in the day, and I can go back a little bit. I can remember back in the day, man, when my mama usually was young. My mama was young and full of energy. I'm going to use this as an example, you know, about obedience, you know. And what happens when you do not follow or obey authority, you know? And my mama, she was strong back in them days, you know. Now she's a little bit more feeble, you know, so, but she still thinks she's real tough. She spurred up just the other day at my brother, you know, because he wouldn't go get her no fried chicken, you know. But I remember the time when my mama used to be, and she used to tell you to do something, and I used to thought I was slick, and I would just go ahead on and chicken and do the things all the way. I'm preaching, y'all, and I do the things the other way. I was going to do things my way and not obey what she says to. And do you not know, no matter how many times I did this deed, you know what? I got caught every time. And because I got caught, guess what? I had to suffer the consequences, which in essence, she found something, Olivia. She found something. She made you go on and get your own switches. She made you go get your own stick and own belt. She didn't use no belts no more. She used switches. Because, and go get me a couple of them. You don't get one because one's going to break. in the process of her doing what you're doing because of the disobedience. Now, I got mad with my mom many a times. And just like many of you get mad because things get tough for you. You know, because you don't understand fully why you got to go through this. But when you check yourself out, when you check your life, you check your heart, you check your motive, and you begin to start seeing, am I obedient according to what God's word said, or am I just doing it just because? Uh-huh. See, because a lot of times, folks, we have alternative motives about why. I go to church because you know why? Because that's my brother right there. You know, he's my brother, and that's the reason why I'm going to go there. I can make it being with my brother. This is my sister, you know, and this is my grandmama church, so I'm going to be okay because this is my grandma church. My granddaddy went here. My grandma, great-great-great-grandpa went here, and so I'm going to go here too because it's all in the family. But that doesn't give you the right to get into the kingdom following after your parents, following after your grandpappy, you know. But what's going to get you there is following the word of God, getting yourself wrapped up in the word of God, trusting in God's word, and being obedient to what God said. He said, if you obey, if you say, if you listen, if you listen and you obey, and then you will go, then everything that I have promised it'll be yours.
Yeah,
all right. You don't believe it? Hold up. That was my New Testament scripture.
Whoa.
I'm almost there.
Mm. All right.
All right. Deuteronomy. Okay. Y'all go to that 28.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even have to read the first one, but let me read the first verse here out of the King James. And it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, and to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee up on high above all nations of the earth. You ain't going to be down in the bottom. You ain't going to be at the bottom. He's going to place you in a place where everybody had to look up to you. When the last time people looked up to you? You know, when the last time that folks saw the glory of God in your life? Mm-hmm. Saw something being revealed inside of you. You remember it used to be a time because we walked so close to God. We did. We walked so close to God back in the day. And I love to think about the way we were back in the day when we were in the supermarket shopping, you know, because we're following God's will. We're being obedient to what God is telling us to do. And so we was crazy. We were crazy. We done lost our mind because we just got saved. We just got born again. So we didn't know no better. We just wanted to just do whatever they say do, we just did it. So we walked around, we walk in the supermarket, and folks look at us and they can see the glory of God shining in our life because of obedience. See, it don't always have to be that God is going to pour out a blessing on you financially, because we always be looking for a financial blessing. But do you not know if you follow what God says do, you are already going to be blessed? You pay your tithe, God going to bless you because he said that he will bless you. He will open up a window of heaven to pour you out a blessing that you wouldn't have room enough to receive. Amen. Didn't he say that?
All right.
Yeah. So why would we kind of like back up off of that when God has already said, but that's what they are. I gotta pay my tithes. Guess what? I can do whatever I want to do. What? You know what? I give God everything. My time. I give God part of my time. I give God part of my money. I give God part of my life. I just serve God to the fullest. I just want to just serve God. I just want to give God. But then when it comes down to, oh, I gotta pay my car payment. I gotta give, I can't do this because it is not lawful for me to do this. I gotta pay my rent. I gotta pay my mortgage. Yeah, and all of these things we think about because these are what we think about because we are human beings, y'all, and we've been in this life like this. But we have to get to the place where God's word is more important than anything. What did Jesus say when he came from out of the wilderness? He said, look, after fasting for 40 days, the devil came to him and approached him. Now, he knew he was the son of God, but still he came and he approached him with temptation. He was hungry.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many times have you been hungry when you say, and you know you're supposed to eat, but you're going to eat anyway. But he came to him, he said, and Jesus used this, just one word. He said, man should not live by bread alone. He came back with the word. He said, look, if you be the son of God, he said, look, he said, go ahead and cast yourself over the cliff. You know? Mm-hmm. But see, all these different things that the devil tries to do, and trust and believe, he's going to tempt you with the same thing. But because of obedience, the only way we can get that way is to stay in God's word. And then I can't say it no more. We got to stay in God's word. We used to get in a place where we used to read, we used to study, we used to have Bible study with our children, and we used to do all this. We used to listen to gospel music. We used to have our children packed and wrapped and ready to go to church on Sunday morning, at Bible study on Wednesday night. Kids would go to youth services on Friday night. And now we don't even do that. But God said, get a hold to your family. Mm-hmm. He said, get a hold to your family. Grip your family. Because you don't want to see your family lost. People say, well, my kids ask me now this, and what did y'all do that made it so easy for y'all when y'all was raising us? We kept y'all in church. We kept y'all under the word. Uh-huh. You know, because okay. we didn't know how to be parents. We didn't know nothing, you know, because nobody comes into this world knowing these things. You know? We come into this world as human beings. We don't even know how to serve God when we come into this world. We have to be learned. We have to be taught. And the only way that we can be taught is that we must soak ourselves in the word. And whatever God says, God is in his word, we will find peace. In his word, we'll find the joy. All
right.
Uh-huh. Now, I got a few more minutes. Let me tell you about blessing. Not the blessing, but blessing.
Uh-huh.
It is God's favor. And what it means is that it's a special favor, mercy, or benefits, the blessing of liberty, a favor, gift bestowed by God, thereby bringing happiness, the invoking of God's favor upon a person. The son was denied his father blessing, praise, devotion, worship, especially grace, said before meals, the children took turn, excited, recited the blessings. The blessing is the promises of God. It's God's promises. It's what God has already promised us. And if you would look, you can turn over to Joshua, the first chapter of Joshua, which we all know that. And in the first chapter of Joshua, that's right after this book, we're already in. Hey, Joshua. And I begin to start, I read this, and I begin to start thinking, and I came across as I was reading. It was at the point of when Moses was died.
Mm-hmm.
And God spoke, came to Joshua. You know, and the thing about it is that Joshua had a real tough time anyway. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to be like Moses, but then he did. And at some point in time, you know, he realized that the job wasn't as easy as he thought it was. You know, and a lot of times that's what happened with us. You know, God got a plan for our life, and all we have to be is just come to a point of obedience and just trusting God. And no matter what happens in our life, we just have to trust him. And I can tell you about trusting God. But the thing is that, and God chose Joshua, and Joshua was like, he was just like Moses' sidekick. You know, you talk about the time that Elijah and Elisha was together, you know, and how they hung together. And at the end, Elisha said, well, you know, Elijah said to him, well, what did you want? You know, and he could have asked for anything. He could ask for anything, but he just asked for a double portion of God's anointing, of Elijah's anointing. That's all he wanted. And I said to myself, well, hey, man, you know what? You could have anything. But yet and still, that was it, because that's what he needed to accomplish the things that God has already stored for him. And that's why he had said, look, I just need a double portion. Y'all, I just need a double portion of his anointing. That's what I want. Hallelujah. But then Moses, the Lord came unto Moses, unto Joshua, and he said, look, your servant, my servant, is gone. Moses, he's gone. And he just told him, he said, look, get gone. Get go. He said, get gone. This is the voice Bible. It says the voice Bible is a little bit message Bible. The message Bible. Yeah. And he says, and he told him, he said, look, he said, he really went on and told him, he said, cross this river. You and all the people cross to the country. I'm giving to the people of Israel. And here, you know, here it is. Now, when I started reading this, I got to thinking that how just to go out on blind faith, you know what I'm saying? And just to take off and just go and just because you don't know. You don't know. And they didn't know what to expect on the other side. You know, they've seen all that God did before that, you know, when God opened up the Red Sea, when God turned around and put the stuff down, and he said, God, he said, go tell them to let my people go. They see all of this, and up until the point, and seeing the miracles of God being performed. But it was, and it took Moses to be obedient, and now here it is, Joshua got to do the following the same thing. So what am I saying to you today is that to get to the place where God wants you to be, follow his word, be obedient to what God is saying, and watch what God do. He's going to open up a door for you. He's going to see, he'll heal your family, you know. He'll save your family. He'll bring you out of the darkness and into a light, because we're still trying to find Jesus. Man, I'm telling you, we're still trying to get there. We have not obtained yet. You know, one of the things my son say to me all the time when I go to him, and we always talking about his mom, right? He always say, well, Dad, you know what? Mom made it already. She already attained. So you know what? We got to get there. We got to do the same thing. We used to always say, well, we're going to be caught up. You know, and I got to think of David. I said, well, she's gone. I guess I must have been not caught up. Yeah. But nevertheless, God has a word for us. God has a word for us, and the only way that we can get to the place, you want to see the fullness of God's blessings flowing in your life, do what God is telling you to do. Man, I'm not winding up. Y'all want to hear me wind up? That's what you want to hear me do? I'm telling you what to do. This is the preach word, is to do what God is telling you to do, and watch God bless you. Watch God. I'm seeing what God is doing with the little stuff that I have. Me talked about that. The little stuff that I have, you know, and how God is multiplying. How God just constantly multiplying. He just constantly put his favor on it. He's giving me favor with all kinds of men. He's giving me favor with all kinds of things. He's giving me intelligence. He's giving me knowledge and wisdom of all things. And all I'm doing is just being obedient to what God is telling me to do. I'm not worried about what anybody think about me. I don't worry about what nobody think about me anymore, because I used to do that, and it was a setback, Linda. It was holding me back. But now that I trust in God the way that I see it in the Bible, they trusted in God. How could you lay down before some lions and not be ate up? How can you walk in a fire of earth and not be burned up? Just the fact this obedience will bring you into a place where God will just move like never before. Oh, boy, I feel something coming on. But see, this is the thing that's happening. And God gave me a little something and said, It's yours. So if you want it today, then stop being obedient. Get in God's word. Find out what God wants you to do for your life. I see the young man over there. I'm calling you a young man. He's out there praying. We go over there every Tuesday, and now he's out praying for other folk, laying hands on folk, and seeing God and telling them that God can heal you. God will deliver you. And people believe that. And see, some folks just want to trust in everything else.
Okay.
We can see now. We can't trust in this country.
All right.
I love the military. John, I salute you, sir. Linda, I salute you.
Yeah.
Max, I salute you.
Family.
Military.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
But listen, we done found out what this country is real about. We done found out what this country is really all about, y'all. We done found out it ain't about us. Never had anything to do with us.
Uh-huh.
It never did. You know, people are worrying about what's going to happen next.
Okay.
Well, if you get in God's word, if you allow God to speak to you, and when God speaks to you, just follow his lead. Follow, he said, when I speak to you, just obey me. And when I say, just obey. Stop worrying about what somebody else might think about you when you obey what God says. When God tells you something. That's what happened to me a while ago when I used to sit over there in that corner. I used to worry about what the fact, what about somebody think? What is somebody going to think about? What is he going to think about? But then I got to the place where my mind started being transformed by the renewing of the word. The word of God been transformed my mind. And my mind began to start changing. And when my mind began to start changing, then everything about me began to start changing. Then I began to start seeing things different. I began to start feeling different. Then I began to walk different. Then I began to talk different. And then my chest started sticking up. I start sticking my chest out because I know that I am who my God called me to be. And I'm going to follow God wherever God goes. I'm going to obey God's word. No matter where I go or where I be, I'm going to obey God's word.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hey, glory.
See you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Listen.
Anyway.
In conclusion, in conclusion of this,
thank you, Lord.
These two scriptures I'm going to read to you. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. That's what it's going to take because we're about to go through something.
Yes,
and if you ain't got no goodness on, you know, we got the armor of God that God has told us to put on the whole armor of God so that you'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Here's what the devil do. He's sitting back there. He's doing just like this, sitting back there throwing dots at you. Just throwing dots at you. Just trying to see which one he's going to get you. He's trying to see which one's going to get you. Which one he's going to get you. Oh, I feel a little hatred going on here. I feel a little deception going on. But he's going to keep on throwing. He's going to keep on throwing. He's going to keep on throwing. But I want you to be of good courage. Be strong. Like the brother was saying, you done gone through something, man. You done really gone through something, Carlos. And then you got a testimony. Look at what God has done. But still, no matter what, you and your wife got to be encouraged. Be strong and be of good courage. And look, and then he said, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance in the land which I swear unto the father, which I already done gave to your fathers.
Yeah.
This has already been predestined. That where we go, where you step, it is yours. Hallelujah. Where you go, brother, sister, it's yours. It's yours. What is the holdup? Why ain't you taking it? Hallelujah. It's already yours. But look at what he says in 7. He said, only be thou strong and very, very, very courageous. Look, they stepped it up a little bit on it. They stepped it up a little bit. Woo. Be very courageous that thou mayest observe. Uh-oh, see that? Observe. Okay. Observe. Watch out. Look. Right. Obey. Look. Obey. Be observant. Watch.
All right.
Okay. Hallelujah. Yes. And do according to the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn now from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest.
All right.
Look, you better stay in alignment. You better stay in alignment because you, if you go to the left, and when that car out of alignment, trainer, it pulls to the right and pulls to the left. A lot of times I'll be on the interstate, I'll be driving my car, I take my hand off the wheel to see which way it's going to go. I'm praying that it keep going straight. But sometimes, y'all, you know it turns to the left or it turns to the right. You got to grab the wheel and catch it back. We got to keep on going in the right direction that God has already set for us. See, everything that God has promised, and y'all say, okay, well, he's talking about the Old Testament. Let me tell you about the Old Testament. It's okay. Because that's where I've been. We want to find out our inheritance. I mean, my daughter, she finds out. She's been searching. She went back to 1700 to find our family tree. And but you, that's all well and good. That's all well and good. But we need to find out where it started at for us. We know it started in the garden with Adam and Eve. Come on, somebody. All but right. There's something else that God has laid up for us. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost moving. I feel there's something God has already laid up for us, and he wants us to go ahead on and receive it. Now, here's the other thing he says in verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from out of your mouth. No, out of scripture. Okay. And that thou may meditate therein day and night. You got to stay in that word. That's the only way. You know, I remember the time when I was down there in Mississippi. I didn't know the Bible at all. Didn't know nothing about God. Just got saved. I only been saved for about a year or so. About that, you remember David? And we were working for Jimmy, riding all up and down the road. We had a Bible. I had a little written Bible, you know, a little Bible about one of them old big Bibles, you know, with a large print on it. And I had that for so long deep. I put duct tape on it and everything like that because I wrote in this Bible, but I couldn't understand everything about it. And then I started praying to God. I said, God, I said, you know what? I found out in the scripture. See, I found this in the scripture that if you lack wisdom, ask of him and he will give it to you. Uh-huh. And so what I did, I said, okay, God, I need to understand what your word is all about because I was a sinner. I didn't get saved until I was 20, almost 20 years old. But I said, I need to know what you're talking about. I need to know, understand a little bit more. So God, after getting off the job with Jimmy, I started working for Mississippi Valley the gas company and reading gas meters. And I would ride out in the woods, park my truck in the woods and sit up there deep and I would read my Bible. All of a sudden, as I read, it seemed like I began to start being captivated into the word. The word became life to me. Yeah. I began to start seeing the battle of Jericho. I began to start seeing Daniel in the lion den. I began to start seeing the Hebrew birds, boys in the fiery furnace. And I'm sitting there, John, I don't know what's going on because I'm new. I said, is this supposed to be? The word became alive. But as I got older, and understanding that meditating on the word will do some awesome things. Uh-huh. It will open up your mind.
Okay.
It will open up your mind. Hallelujah. But here's what it says. It says, and you meditate, and then that thou mayest observe and do according to all that is written. But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Uh-huh.
And thou shalt have good success.
Yeah.
Then you shall be prosperous and have good success. So the blessing of obedience is prospering and having good success. And verse 9 says, and have not I commanded thee, be strong and be of good courage and be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Wherever thou goest, wherever you go, the Lord is with you. And in the Message Bible, it goes on to say that you will have good success and have it. I command you to be strong, courage, and don't be timid. Don't be discouraged. For God is with you every step of the way. So no matter what happened, y'all, God is with us every step of the way. And we just have to just continue to trust him no matter what happens in our life. Because trust me, when you leave out these doors, it's going to be a test. But you know what? You got to remember what God's word is saying. Obey him. Get in the word. Study the word. Mm-hmm. I ain't in the word because it's in the word. It's in the word. It's in the word. It's all in the word. Obedience. Hey, y'all, we say obedience is better than sacrifice. It's not obeying. That's all. Hey, look, I love to make sacrifices. And you know, they used to make sacrifices back in the day, but then and then all of a sudden you see the prophet come out, his offering is greater than the devil's offering, and they gets consumed, and you know that story where they pour water all over there, and God came back, consumed everything, sucked up the water and everything like that. That was a sacrifice. But if we just obey God, what God was saying, and our life is gonna change for the better. And I believe Charles Stanley was trying to make a point that we're going to be attacked by every hand, Every time you look around, the enemy's going to try to disrupt you. Disrupt you. As soon as you get going well, he's going to bring someone there to try to disrupt you.
Yes.
Disrupt you. I heard T.D. Jakes talked about one time talking about disruption. Disruption, you know. And everything is disrupted. But sometimes we don't be, then we won't grow. So we have to be. But we have to be aware that a lot of things come our way is the enemy. And we just have to trust God. And sometimes we have to take that faith, that blind faith, y'all, and just walk by faith and not by our own sight. Because God has greater things for us. And everyone in this room, everyone on Zoom, God has greater things for you. And I thank God today for his word. And I'm done.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to pray right. I'm going to pray right now, Father. And we thank you in your name, Jesus. Thank you for realizing that everything that you promise us is already out. We have spoken on different levels of prosperity, oh God, your obedience and just the blessing that you have laid for us, oh God. And we know, we already understand that these are ours, but I pray that we would just come to a place and we understand that obedience is so important. You told us to love you, take on the love of you, to love you with our whole heart. And then he told us to love our neighbors. Yes. And sometimes we not even follow that. We not even obedience in that area. But help us, oh God, to change our ways, oh God. Transform our minds and renew our hearts right now. Or renew our hearts and transform our minds. But just give us transformation, oh God, so that we can walk the way that you want us to walk. Not because you promised you to bless us, oh God, because it's only right to do. And when we look at it at that point, that it's only right to do, then we're good. We can say we're good. We can say it's good. Then we can say, oh, yeah, you know, God, you're good. And all the time, you're good. We know that good follows. So we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for everything that you're doing, oh, God, today in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
God, just continue to bless us, oh, God. Continue to move in our life, oh, God, right here in the sanctuary, oh, God, that Amazon, oh, God. We thank you for increase. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for increase. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We pronounce nothing but blessing daily. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And God, just continue to just move by your power, oh God. And just continue, oh God, to bless everyone on the sound of my voice, oh God. And don't let this word just go in one ear and come out the other, oh God. But I pray right now, Lord Jesus, that we would take heed to your word, oh God. And Father, that we would run like crazy, like the young man said earlier, oh God, in his poem, oh God, about running. But God, where we stand, we will stand because you've given us the equipment to stand and fight the good fight of faith in Jesus' name. And God, no matter how many times we go through, we have a hard time, oh God, but we know, oh God, that better days are coming.
Yeah,
oh God, that better days are here right now in the name of Jesus. It ain't coming, but it's already here. Hallelujah. And Father, just as we saw in the word, oh God, that you protected the boy, that up in the fiery furnace, it was pushed in the fiery furnace, oh God, and Daniel the lion did, and David with Goliath, oh God, and on, oh God, you show yourself merciful, oh God, towards us, oh God, and Father, just continue to bless us, oh God, and God, continue to create in us a clean heart and renew our spirit in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
And Father, you give him praise right now. We give you praise right now, God, and we speak against every ugly spirit that come up against us, oh God, every fire spirit that will come up against us this week, oh God, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we release nothing but goodness, Lord God, all this week, oh God. And Father, that no more tragedies will take place in our families, oh God. And Father, that even our family members would even be saved and come running to you, even the ones that say, I want to be born again. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
God, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. And we praise you right now. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.